FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Inside a Los Angeles federal courtroom, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty today to 9 felony and misdemeanor tax charges. Those charges stemming from the special counsel's case alleging that the president's son failed to pay over $1 million in taxes. In New York City, closing arguments underway today in the civil fraud trial involving Donald Trump's family businesses. The former president spoke during the proceedings and later outside the courtroom, claiming again the trial is part of a witch.
They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
The judge is now deciding damages after ruling earlier that Trump and executives inflated property values. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his Middle East trip with talks in Egypt today. Blinken says leaders in the region showing support to find a post-war solution for Gaza and to keep the conflict from spreading. And consumer prices rose 3.4% in December compared to a year ago, unexpectedly up from the previous month. This is ABC News. 2023 saw a significant drop in the number of police officers who died in the line of duty.
In 2022, the number of federal, state, and local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty, 224. In 2023, that number dropping 40% to 136. 47 officers were fatally shot in 2023. That's down 25% from the 63 officers that were shot and killed the year before. There was also a decrease in officer traffic fatalities in 2023. 37, down from 51 the year before. The head of the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund, which compiled the data, says the group's encouraged to see fewer overall officer deaths. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nearly 10,000 people worldwide died from COVID-19 last month. Experts say holiday gatherings and a new variant among the reasons for the increase. Hospital admissions in December jumping 42% in nearly 50 countries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jerry O'Connor is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel.
Right now, the hurdle is very high to fully prosecute and convict a sex trafficker. This is going to make that process more clear, and I think it's a better direction for law enforcement, the courts, and for prosecutors.
The bills would increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled for Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks need a win. They've lost 4 of their last 5 games. Tonight, they host the Boston Celtics. The two teams have been battling for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. NFL, the Green Bay Packers had a long practice this afternoon, but veteran defensive back Jair Alexander hurt again in practice yesterday, twisting his ankle, stepping on someone else's foot during a jog-through practice. He's day-to-day going into Sunday's game against the Cowboys in Dallas. In New England, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, announcing that after 24 years, Bill Belichick stepping down as head coach.
It's a very emotional day for the organization. You know, the end of an era that'll be hard to be replicated, I think, at least in my lifetime, if ever.
Belichick making this statement.
You know, think about the Patriots and I'll always be a Patriot, but at this time, we're gonna move on.
That's former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick with sports on Mike Clemens.
Playing. What we want.
You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Jack, come down for supper. That's the second time I told you.
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go now?
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Sweet child.
Jack FM still makes money the old-fashioned way.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until noon Saturday. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow. Lows around 12. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 26. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows around 12. Chance of snow Saturday. Highs level off around 15. One above. Cloudy skies Sunday. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 24.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM dropped out of law school.
stand alone, and the forests will echo with laughter.
Someone to drink with during dry January? Call 866-930-JACK.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says she loves me.
Jack, this is Jack. Just calling to say you don't know Jack, but you play good music.
Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, name molester.
If you don't want me, set me free. exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
This is 103.1 Jack FM.
Just fall out. Give a little bit of with a little bit of let it hang all out.
Should we cut the red wire or the blue wire? 866-930-JACK. You're not using ad blocker.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
It's 40 love here in the third set.
And there's the bell. She's coming off the bench hot, looking for a quick knockdown. But wait, she's driving to the hoop. Oh, down goes the champ.
Now that's another double fault. She'll be shooting too. The serve is up. And here comes the left hook. She's bundled her home and auto insurance with Progressive. Swish, ace, savings, TKO.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until noon Saturday. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow. Lows around 12. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 26. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows around 12. Chance of snow Saturday. Highs level off around 15. One above. Cloudy skies Sunday. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 24.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
On a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Sure. the song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Bunch of songs on our own. Jack FM has been snubbed again for a Golden Globe nomination.
rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style.
Jack FM eats nacho fries for mental health.